The 8th of September 2023. My name is Joe and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 2005. We're talking today about how to play GTO during live poker.
This episode is brought to you by. We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do.
Ha ha ha.
Title. How to play GTO during live poker.
Introduction.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, where we delve into the world of poker strategy and explore the intriguing concept of game theory optimal, GTO, play. In this episode, we will specifically focus on how to apply GTO principles to live poker games. Understanding and implementing GTO strategies can significantly elevate your game, allowing you to make well-informed decisions in any given situation. So, let's dive in and explore how you can effectively play GTO during live poker.
Body. 1. What is GTO?
Before we delve into playing GTO during live poker, it's crucial to have a clear understanding of what GTO represents. GTO refers to a strategy that aims to make your decision-making invulnerable to exploitation. It seeks to find the equilibrium point in poker, where your opponents cannot gain an edge by deviating from a balanced range.
2. Adapting GTO principles to live poker.
While GTO principles are often formulated based on theoretical calculations, adapting them to real-life live poker scenarios can be challenging. Several factors come into play, such as player tendencies, table dynamics, and the lack of perfect information. However, there are still certain strategies that can help you play GTO during live poker effectively.
3. Balance and range construction.
One of the key elements of GTO play is maintaining a balanced range. This requires constructing your range in such a way that it contains a mix of value hands and bluffs. In live poker, where players tend to pay close attention to your actions, balancing your range becomes even more critical. Take into account your opponent's perceptions and make calculated decisions that keep your range balanced.
4. Exploiting opponents' imbalances.
While striving for balance in your own game, it is equally essential to exploit your opponent's imbalances. Observing and analyzing their tendencies can provide valuable information that you can use to adjust your strategy accordingly. The live poker environment presents numerous opportunities to exploit opponents' weaknesses, making it an integral part of GTO play.
5. Awareness of table dynamics.
Understanding the dynamics at play on your live poker table is crucial for GTO play. Assessing how your opponents are adjusting their strategies, identifying patterns, and adapting accordingly will give you an edge when it comes to decision making. Every table has its own unique dynamics, and being aware of them will allow you to make optimal choices throughout the game.
6. Information gathering.
Live poker provides players with an abundance of information, far beyond what is available in online games. Utilize this wealth of data by actively observing opponents' behavior, hand ranges, and any tendencies they may exhibit. By doing so, you can better gauge their decision-making processes and make informed choices based on the available information. Conclusion.
Playing GTO during live poker requires a combination of analyzing theoretical concepts, reading opponents, and adapting to dynamic table conditions. Striving for balance in your range construction while exploiting opponent weaknesses is crucial for success. Remember to gather as much information as possible, such as physical tells, betting patterns, and player tendencies. By implementing these GTO strategies effectively, you can elevate your live poker game to new heights. Good luck at the tables, and thank you for joining us on this podcast episode focused on how to play GTO during live poker.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Joe, and this was episode 2005 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.